And Madeline Jenner joins us now with a quick look at what's making international headlines. Hi, Madeline.
Hi. Yes, Fran. Let's head to Zimbabwe this morning because the unrest that broke out there more than a week ago is continuing. And according to quite a few reports, it's getting worse. Now, these protests started when President Mnangagwa announced a steep increase in the fuel price earlier this month. The move was meant to tackle fuel shortages, but it's made Zimbabwe's fuel the most expensive in the world at the moment. So many Zimbabweans, after years of economic hardship, are suddenly finding they can't even afford a bus fare to work. The bus fare has more than doubled. The price of sugar and flour have almost doubled. And unsurprisingly, demonstrations have broken out. Now, the government says troops were needed to quell those demonstrations. Overnight, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission has strongly criticised the use of those troops. This man, Tetende, claims to have been beaten by troops while taking part in those protests. He spoke to the BBC.
How long did they beat you for?
With the 12 hours.
How many of you were there that they beat?
More than 30.
30 of you?
Yeah.
All of them beaten?
A bit hard to hear there, but he was being transferred to hospital at the time that interview took place. Now, he says a group of 30 of them were rounded up by soldiers and beaten for 2 hours. Obviously, there's no verification of those events, but it's not the only story like that. Other reports have said that soldiers in Harare were seen beating a large group of minibus drivers earlier this week. The violence has raised questions about President Mnangagwa's control over the military, which helped bring him to power. And it's also drawn a few comparisons with the rule of Mugabe. At one point in these protests, the government turned off the internet in Zimbabwe. Now, speaking to CNN, the finance minister, Mthuli Ngobi, defended his government and said there wasn't any comparison to be made.
The old days were about keeping the status quo. What's happening now is about moving forward in economic reforms.
Locking up union leaders, using heavy-handed tactics on the streets, switching off the internet. I don't recall President Macron switching off the internet in Paris.
President Mnangagwa has been very clear this morning, issued a very clear statement to say, look, there is no room for violence in Zimbabwe on either side. And it's quite clear that the issue about the internet was just a temporary and tactical strategy to try to manage the situation. It is not permanent. Lo and behold, the internet is back and we're moving forward.
And the president has said he's said that basically the violence is unacceptable and it won't continue. We'll see. Wait to see what happens.
Madeline, thank you very much. Madeline Jenner, you're listening to Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.